Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gospel lesson in Mark chapter 6. Jesus said to the disciples, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." And when Jesus took the 5 loaves, the 2 fish, looking up to heaven, said a blessing, broke the loaves, and gave it to the disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, Jesus in the Gospel lesson explains that in Jesus we get true rest and real food. Oh, how we all need rest and how we need good food. In your earthly life, in your work life, maybe you work 40, 50, 60 hours a week or more, and you need rest. You need to take a break, you take a nap, you get a good night's rest. Also, you get hungry. You wake up in the morning and you're hungry. You're hungry during the day, so of course, you take food at breakfast, at lunch, at supper. In our spiritual lives, the same thing is true. You daily work hard. You're a disciple, you're a spouse, you're a parent, you have a job, you work here at the church, you live in a community, and you need rest. Resting in the Word of God and prayer, taking the load off of your shoulders and putting it on Jesus' shoulders. And you also have a spiritual hunger. You know, you want to know, what is the purpose of my life? What is my identity? What is eternal truth? And when you come here, you receive spiritual food. The Word of God that is preached and taught. The Word and water that comes to you in holy baptism and in absolution and in holy communion. As God serves you, Jesus gives you rest and good food. You know, in music, a rest in the middle of a musical presentation is extremely important. The music can be going to a great crescendo, and suddenly there's a rest, and then the music continues. And it's essential to the piece of music. In Handel's Messiah, at the end, after the choir sings, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah," there's a rest. It's a part of the piece. The piece works with the busyness of the orchestra, but it also has a rest in just the right spot. We're about to celebrate the Olympics. And when you see these runners, these long jumpers, these high jumpers, they put out great athletic energy, but then they have to rest. Also, you might know someone who's a really good cook, and when they invite you over, you say, "We're going to that house, and we're going to have some really good food." We need rest, and we need good food. And we come here to rest in God's grace and mercy. This is not a waste of time that we're doing here this morning. You got out of bed, you got dressed, you got in the car, and you came here. You came here to receive God's rest and His food. And you need that so you can be used by God effectively in this world. There were 2 men having a contest chopping wood. And the one man just went at it constantly, never took a rest. And the other man would periodically stop, take a rest, get something to drink, and continue to chop. And at the end of the day, that one who had taken rests had cut more wood. And the other one said, "I've been working nonstop all day. How come you cut more wood than me?" He said, "My friend, you didn't notice that when I sat down to rest, I was sharpening my axe." Because he took a rest, he ended up cutting more wood because he was sharpening his axe. Now, I'm not going to say this morning my sermon is helping you sharpen your axe because I don't want you to use it on me. But when we have the Word of God and when the Spirit gives us rest and real food, we were lost sheep and have food in Christ. We have relief from our daily stress. And in Jesus, the Good Shepherd, he gives us compassion. Here you get true rest and real food. Let's look at that briefly this morning. So, are you coming to Jesus for rest and for food? I'm assuming that's why you're here. And that's why we come here. Let's look at the lives that we have, the stress that we have every day, and our need for rest and good food. And we begin by looking at the disciples in this text. Jesus and the disciples worked from sunup to sundown. They worked, they taught, they healed. So Jesus says, come away by yourselves to a desolate place. You need rest for body and soul. They were worn out. So many people were coming and going. Did you know that the disciples didn't have enough time to even eat? So Jesus says, come, let's get in a boat, go across the lake to a desolate place by ourselves. But guess what happened? All the people saw them get into the boat, watched it go across the lake, and the people ran along the shore, so when they landed on the other side, here were the people again. Do you ever have days like that where people won't leave you alone? No matter where you go, your life is like a grind, and every time you try to take a break, someone else needs your time, someone else needs your input, and you're not getting rest. Our daily work, you have a job, you have your family, and you live in the neighborhood. Jesus says, come to some place to relax, to get away in God's Word. When you need time off, you take a day off and you go on a vacation. You need time to eat and to rest because stress is like a daily grind. It'll grind you up if you let it. And you notice how important it is to go to places by ourselves. People will go on vacation and go in a cabin or get in a boat or go out into a field to escape the coming and going in this world that's relentless and to come to Christ for time of rest. Well, you know, we need God's rest. Did you know what? Remember the Sabbath day means? Shabbat means rest. Remember the Sabbath day. Remember the day to rest from ceaseless labor and receive his gifts in word and sacrament. Do you know the Lord's Supper is your food? It's the medicine of immortality, the food of Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine. The food of water and word in holy baptism is what sustains you, comforts you, and gives you relief from stress. We all have stress, don't we? We all have constant demands on our time. The question is, how are you going to handle it? The stress isn't going to go away. It's always going to be there. How do you handle it is what Christ is calling us to do. In the country of the Philippines, a pastor told a story about a man who was going by with his wagon being pulled by horses, and he was going down the street, and he saw an old man struggling under a weight. And he said to the man, man, get up on this wagon. I want to help you out from that heavy load. And so the man gratefully accepted and got on the wagon. He started up the horses and the wagon went its way. And the driver looked over his shoulder and he saw the old man. He was on the wagon, but he still had the weight on his back. He hadn't taken the weight off. He had gotten on the wagon, but he was still carrying it on his back. That's a picture of us. When we say we're going to trust Jesus, we're going to give him the stress, but we keep it on all our shoulders instead of giving it to him. You come here to receive his word and his assurance of guidance, of peace and joy in your life. Take the burden, as I said before, off of your shoulders and give it all to Jesus, who comes to give you rest. Well, if we have stress and if we need rest and good food, how does Jesus give us true rest and real food? Think of the disciples and what happened next. It's a desolate place. So the disciples say, with all these thousands of people, Jesus, you need to send them into the villages. It's almost sunset and they have nothing to eat. Tell them to go buy food. So Jesus, with a twinkle in his eye, says, you give them something to eat. And the disciples look around and say, we've got 200 denarii, which is about 7 months' worth of coins, but that's not enough money to buy food for all these people. So Jesus says, okay, tell them all to sit down on the green grass in groups of 50 and 10, like little mini congregations. They sit down on the green grass, and then it happens. Someone brings to him 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus looks up to heaven, blesses it, breaks it, gives it to them, and they distribute it. And as it continues to go out, all the people ate and were satisfied, and they even had 12 picnic baskets, if you will, filled with the leftover bread and fish, and 5,000 men, not including the women and children, had eaten. Truly, we pray in the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. And Jesus is the bread of heaven. John, in John chapter 6, explains the wonder of this event, that with a few things, with ordinary things, Jesus does extraordinary things for you and for me. What's amazing about this miracle is people didn't even realize initially what was happening. As he continues to hand it to the disciples, it continues to give and give, so all these people are fed. It wasn't until the end that they realized the miracle had happened. Jesus does the same thing for us today. Did you know that the words in the Gospels about how Jesus broke the bread are very similar to the words of institution of Holy Communion? He looked up, he blessed it, he took the bread, and he broke it and distributed it. What an amazing thing that all around the world, millions of Christians gather, and Jesus takes a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine and gives millions of people his body and blood in Holy Communion. He's still doing extraordinary things through ordinary means today. St. Paul today explains how we get good food and how we get good rest. Yes, it's true, the Jewish people had circumcision, they were the Commonwealth of Israel, and they had the covenants. We are Gentiles. Our ancestors were uncircumcised, separated from Christ, without God and without hope in the world, alienated strangers from God. But now in Christ Jesus, those who were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Jesus himself, Paul says, is our peace. He's made us one, Jew and Gentile, in the body of Christ, his flesh. One new man, he has made peace, reconciling us to God through the body of Jesus. He says, he preaches peace. We have access to the Father in one spirit. We're no longer strangers. We're no longer aliens, but saints and the members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles, which is the New Testament, the prophets, which is the Old Testament, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. That is where we find rest. That is where we get real food, is in Christ Jesus. We are at peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's been established. We are accounted righteous and holy without blemish because of the "it is finished" upon the cross. And so, I'm at peace with God, I'm at peace with myself, and I'm at peace with you. And the same thing is true of everyone here this morning. If Jesus desires to give you true rest and real food, how does he do that for you? In this story, it says that Jesus was doing this as a shepherd who takes care of sheep. You see, when Jesus got ashore, got off of the boat, and he saw this great crowd, he says he had compassion on them. He wasn't disgusted with them. He was moved deeply. He said, these people are like sheep without a shepherd. So as the good shepherd, he began to teach them. It's great, Jesus' miracles. But more importantly, is he has taught us. He has taught us that he is the one way to the Father, the Redeemer of all mankind, who loves you, who gave himself for you, who removes your sin as far as the east is from the west. He fulfills the prophet Jeremiah this morning when the false prophets of Israel, these false shepherds, misled the sheep of Israel. They were scattered, driven away, unintended by evil deeds. The Lord said, I'm going to raise up a righteous branch from the line of David. That was Jesus. He will be the king who reigns with wisdom, justice, and righteousness. In his day, Judah will be saved. Jesus was of the line of Judah, the royal king and the royal shepherd. And this is the name the shepherd will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. Because not only did Jesus come to feed these people bread and fish, he came to feed them with everlasting life and the bread of God's word. Jesus is our righteousness. So here you are. You've come here to rest and find food in Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath rest. You've been baptized, absolved, and you come to the Lord's table. There is a reason why we continue here in our church and our school and our campus ministry to faithfully proclaim the gospel. We have the rest people really need, and we have the food that can truly satisfy them. During World War II, when the soldiers had K rations, the breakfast unit, the dinner unit, and the supper unit, whether it was chopped ham, whether it included chewing gum, ham and cheese, or biscuits, the soldiers needed food. An army marches on its stomach. The army cannot function unless it's being fed. We who are Jesus' sheep are soldiers in the army of God. We need even more than K rations. We need the Word of God and the Holy Sacraments. So as St. Paul said, we can be built up, joined together in a holy temple to the Lord. In Him we are God's dwelling place by the Spirit. You've had stress this week. There are things that you have to do when you leave here today. I know, we all have those things. But today, rejoice. Take the load off your back and put it on Jesus' shoulders. Rejoice that in Him you have true rest and real food. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.